Well, there are grave concerns for Melbourne's aged care sector as COVID-19 cases continue to spread through rest homes in Victoria. Another 627 coronavirus cases were recorded today as many Victorians continue to flout restrictions. Victoria's aged care facilities have been grappling with mass COVID-19 outbreaks, with the latest figures showing 74 elderly residents have died from the virus. Melbourne University epidemiologist Professor Tony Blakely says the curve in cases isn't flattening and further restrictions are likely.
I have previously stated that we would go into a New Zealand style stage four, or you call it level four lockdown, if we're going to go hard for elimination or our ICU capacity is under threat. I don't think our ICU capacity is under threat until we get to about 2,000 or so cases per day. There is, however, quite a lot of talk in Victoria today and also between Premier Andrews and Prime Minister Morrison, as I understand it, about what a tighter lockdown might look like. It probably won't be the blunt, to be sort of polite, New Zealand style. It'll be more targeted to the essential worker industries where the case numbers are at the moment. Things are moving quite quickly.
So can you take me through what the lockdown looks like at the moment, or the restrictions at the moment, and how that could change going over the next few days?
It looks quite similar to the level three lockdown that you had in New Zealand. So what we've got is people like me as academics working from home. Perhaps about a third of the workforce out there is essential workers. There are some differences. For example, hairdressers are open. Residential work sites are open where people are building their houses, as well as commercial building. Bunnings is open. So it's a little bit is looser than what was done in New Zealand. There is ample scope for tightening up on those essential workers and also workplaces and also things like department stores. So, for example, shoe shops are still open. There's some stuff like that that could easily be tightened up. However, given where we are now 5 months into this pandemic, there's great reluctance to do that because of the economic implications.
So where does that leave you? What are your options? The cases just keep climbing until it becomes unacceptable to continue as is?
I don't think, and I wouldn't advocate that to happen. There will be some tightening up, I suspect, with some of these essential industries. I don't have access to that data, but I know that there are competent analysts within the Department of Health and Human Services here who are looking at that right now. The other thing to remember is that it is currently Friday, and we all started wearing masks last Thursday. So the masks haven't had a chance to really kick in yet, because it takes a 7-day incubation period plus a few days for the cases to be notified and registered in the system. So I'm optimistic, hopeful, that the numbers will turn soon due to no other reason other than masks.
And how seriously are people taking it? I see 130 COVID positive cases who got checks from the authorities yesterday were not at home. Is the message about staying at home getting through?
Well, you gave the numbers there, so the answer is no. That is a minority, of course, but it doesn't take much for this virus to get out and keep climbing, even if it's only a small minority that's not complying with the orders. The Australian Defence Force is now assisting and going on all the home checks each day with the health authorities. They're making it very clear that it's not only about compliance and enforcement, but also ensuring that people have what they need. So, for example, if they needed more groceries, they would do that as well. So they're really trying hard to do both a carrot and a stick approach.
Yeah. Aged care seems to be a really big problem area at the moment. How is it spreading so easily there?
Aged care is a disaster. I'm very concerned about this. In our first lockdown, one of the reasons we did it was to build up our community contact tracing, our testing and our surveillance capacity. Great, and we did. It didn't actually stop the quarantine outbreak, but it was the right thing to do. I, along with many other people, assumed that we would also be doing things in other sectors, like in aged care, and getting it ready. It appears that the aged care sector was grossly underprepared for what's happened. So, for example, one way to conceptualise this is cleaning crews going to multiple rest homes or aged care facilities in one day. Simple stuff like saying, here's a cleaning crew of 12 people. Rather than them going to six facilities each day, let's break them into two you know, six crews of two people and they just go to one rest home. So you don't have people going backwards and forwards across these environments and acting like a vector. That's just one example, but it does appear that there's been hopelessly unprepared, which is also symptomatic of wider issues about casual contract staff, about employment relationships, and also some fairly serious issues even before the COVID pandemic in the aged care sector. And if nothing else, this virus tends to find those parts of your society that aren't functioning very well and really go in for them.
And Tony, if you had the ear of Prime Minister Scott Morrison, what would you be saying to him right now about the action that needs to be taken?
I'd be congratulating him for, as of last Friday, actually agreeing that Australia's goal is to eliminate community transmission. That's fantastic. We've had that announced now. It took a while compared to New Zealand. And then I'd also be talking about the particular strategies. And at the moment, you actually need access to the data. And I know that Prime Minister Morrison and Premier Andrews are in regular contact at the moment about what to do next.
Do you have any tips on what he should do next?
Well, it is easy and tempting, and indeed I would recommend going into a level four lockdown, but the economic consequences of that are severe and do need to be considered. However, if this keeps going, the economic consequences of not going into a level four lockdown over the long run could be worse than just biting the bullet and getting on with it now.